come to the light of the sun immediately, you get out of your room and get similarly, although God is far, far away, He is everywhere at the same time. That is God's name. Simply we have to agree that now I shall realize without any difficulty. Very easy. Savai Pungsa Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Vadho Khati. Jnatma Sukhra Siddhati. And without spiritual realization, you cannot have peace of mind. That is impossible. If you want to make, if you want to have peace of this world, of your mind, of your society, of your family, simply by amassing money, by materialization, it will never be possible. But if you improve a little in spiritual life, you become immediately happy. So your business is how to become happy, because by nature you are happy. Disease condition, that happiness being checked. So this is our disease condition, this material condition of life, this body. So as one intelligent person puts himself under the treatment of a physician to get out of the disease, similarly, human life is meant for putting himself to the expert physician who can cure you from your material disease. That is your wisdom. Tasmād bhagam guruṁ prapadyetā jijñāsu seya uttamam. That is the intention of all Vedic literature. Just like Krishna. Krishna is teaching Arjuna. Arjuna is surrendering to Krishna. Shishyasteham sādhimāṁ prapannam. I tell you to Krishna, so long I was speaking with you just as friend. Now I surrender unto you as your student, as your disciple. You become my spiritual master and teach me properly. This is the process. Arjuna is exempting himself, that he is accepting Krishna as a spiritual master, teacher. And then Krishna began to teach his Bhagavad Gita, and he changed his decision, and he was free from all anxiety. It is spiritual life. So this spiritual realization is easier than any kind of material realization. Because we are not meant for material realization. We are meant for spiritual realization, human form. So that we should take advantage of. That is the mission of human form. If we miss this, then we are committing suicide.
So the reason material progress doesn't work simply because everything in the material world is temporary. Nothing is actually real. Nothing is permanent. It's a reflection of reality. The reality is actually spiritual. And you can't find something real, you can't find something permanent in a temporary situation. Example is that you see a reflection of some food in the mirror. And it looks very nice. You become very hungry. You reach out and try to get the fruit. So you're not going to get it, no matter how hard you try. This is the material advancement. This is the material conflict. You're looking for eternal happiness. Looking for a permanent solution of all your problems. But you turn to a reflection of reality. You're not at the real thing. Real happiness is not in the material world. People think if I had a car, if I had a beautiful wife, if I had this or that, then I'll be happy. That's just reflection. Just trying to get out the mirror. Trying to get the food through the mirror. It doesn't work that way. You have to be intelligent enough to realize this is not real. It's just reflection. And then you must turn your face to the real food. It's behind you. You couldn't see it, but you must turn around. That's what Krishna consciousness is. You turn to Krishna. Turn to reality. Everyone in the material world is so intent on just fix in the mind. I must get the proof. I must get it. I must have happiness. I must have success. I must have this. I must have that. And they don't use their intelligence. It's so deluded by the delusion of the mirror. They can't think correctly. They don't realize it's simply an illusion. The process of turning to reality. Also, it's very simple. Simply to hear. Simply to hear about Krishna. Come to this temple. Hear Krishna's name being chanted. Hear about the pastimes of Krishna. Hear about the words of Krishna. Just won't find it a deeper. And it's a turn to Krishna. This is what it means to turn to Krishna. Through your ears. Through your mind, through your consciousness. Still engaging with Krishna. To turn to reality. And then you'll see, as all the devotees here see, a permanent solution. They're permanent happiness. Not just effort, it's not a reflection. Maharaj Pariksit was a great saint of king. He found out that he was going to die within 7 days. So he sought out Sukadeva Swami, a great saintly person. And he asked him, what is the absolute truth? What is Krishna? And Sukadeva Goswami, the great saint, said, if you've asked the most intelligent question, you've asked about Krishna. You've asked about the absolute truth. This is the most intelligent thing you can do. All day long, everyone is asking questions. Every second there's a question coming in our mind, and the next second there's an answer. This goes on and on eternally. And the Srimad Bhagavatam, a spiritual master wrote that even the birds and the trees, every second, it's a question and an answer. On and on. We don't like food, dance, I don't like this, I don't like that. All these questions and answers. But there's no end to them. Until you ask about Krishna. You ask about the final question. The question about the absolute truth. This brings you to the ultimate answer. And that answer is that you are the servant of God. Everything you see around us is here simply for the pleasure of Krishna. We ourselves were created simply for the pleasure of God. There's no other meaning for our existence but to please God. But in material consciousness, the idea is, how can I get pleasure for myself? So this is actually finding the absolute truth. The absolute truth is that everything about us, all the food, all the trees, the air, the mountains, the beautiful things, everything is here simply because Krishna wants it here for his enjoyment. And we're here simply for Krishna's enjoyment. So if our consciousness is saying, how can I enjoy, how can I get pleasure out of all these things, then we're going against the absolute truth. How we can possibly be happy. So first we have to surrender, we have to realize, everything is here for the pleasure of God. So let me use everything for the pleasure of God. Let me utilize all my time, all my energy. If I have money, then I'll give my money. I'll use my words. I'll use to speak about Krishna. It's my ears to hear about Krishna. I glorify Krishna. I tell people about Krishna. I work for Krishna. So this leads us to perfection. We're back in our constitutional position as a servant of God. But in the material world, being a servant means that we're in a lower position. But actually, in spiritual life, it's just the opposite. We're in a high position. We reach perfection. We don't become unhappy. In the material world, a servant, to be kicked by his master, treated ill. And he's unhappy. That's why we don't like the idea of being a servant. We like the idea of being a master. Actually, we become the servant of God. We don't like that. It's blissful. It's like if the son thinks, oh, I don't want to obey my father. I want to be independent on my own. So the little child runs away from home thinking that he's going to be independent. He's going to get pleasure for himself. So he's just going to suffer. He's not going to enjoy. But then finally, when he realizes that I must go back to my father, I'm not independent. I'm eternally dependent upon my father, as long as I'm in this position. So he goes back to his father, and it's not an unpleasant meeting. The father doesn't go, he's a very man, he beats him, hurts him. Surrendering to Krishna is not like that to Krishna. He becomes very angry with you. No, it's a very blissful occasion. Reunited with your father. Reunited in your actual position. And it's very blissful. Reunion, to meet Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. To go back to home, back to Godhead. It's actually all that everybody wants, spiritual life. They're looking for the pleasure of spiritual life in the material world. So we simply tell people that you can find pleasure in the spiritual world. That's what it really is. And the way to do that is simply to chant the name of Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is practically engaging ourselves with Krishna, practically trying to. It's not vague, it's sound uncertain, disinterested names, engaging in any sense in Krishna, and perceive yourself practically. Yes, I'm back with Krishna. I'm making progress in spiritual life.
Yavananda is going to do something.
This platform of God consciousness for being reunited with the Absolute Truth, being fixed in the eternal natural position of the soul at Satchidananda Vigraha, in full blissful knowledge, in perfect form as a servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot be realized by the attempt of exploration of the sensual world, and cannot be understood or approached by force of mind or intelligence. So nobody who is willing to spend his lifetime in a false and illusory fading pursuit of this world is able to come to the final conclusion of how to bring about that eternal blissful feeling which he so much desired. And neither is he able to advise anybody else as to what the cause of all causes is and to how he can attain himself that realm of unalloyed happiness. So the process for finding out the Absolute Truth is not to search in this world, nor is it to speculate by means of our mind and intelligence, but it's to accept the Absolute Truth as it is presented by the Personality of Godhead Himself, who is the original spiritual master, seated in everybody's heart. And he can be known as soon as one is willing to turn his attention towards him. The inner God, or the Personality of God, is seated in the heart, is one of two gurus. The other guru is the external guru, or spiritual master, who appears to the inquiring soul by the mercy of Godhead Himself. And it is said in the scripture that by the mercy of the Personality of Godhead Krishna, one receives a bona fide spiritual master. And by the mercy of the bona fide spiritual master, one receives Krishna. So one should be inquiring after the Absolute Truth. And this has been determined, that no one should seek for pleasure in this material world. That we cannot presume ourselves to be God. The obvious fact is that we are not God. The additional obvious fact is that if we are not God now, we can never become God, because God is never not God. So here we are in this platform of not God, and we're being kicked by other not gods and thinking very puffed up thoughts that we are very big. So Krishna is presenting to us a doctrine of humility, that you have to give up your vain pursuits and give up your pride, and you must surrender to him. He's not begging for your attention in the way that somebody wants some money, some false teacher is begging. He's completing himself, and what he wants only is your love. If you can find out the secret, and find out somebody who can teach you that secret, the art of love of God, then your life will become perfect. So Krishna kindly sends the spiritual master, and if we can turn our ear to him, and listen with a submissive attitude, and not really challenging bent of mind, then we can appreciate the presentation of the Absolute Truth, just as it is presented by the Personality of God Himself. Why? Because the realized soul takes dictation from the Personality of God directly, without any distortion. He makes no addition or subtraction according to his own imagination, but presents the Absolute Truth just as it was, as it is eternally being presented by the Personality of God as Krishna Himself. And so so we can accept it from him and make him aware of it. Just as a child can accept from his mother, what is this? This is a watch. So we can also accept, what is the absolute truth? Krishna, from the realized soul. And the realized soul has no other business in this world except to deliver the fallen soul back home to Krishna, which is tantamount to delivering Krishna to them. So you have to be willing to accept Krishna. And Krishna is already willing to accept you. Simply as Purushottam so nicely advised, let us turn our attention in the direction of the personality of Godhead, who alone can satisfy all our desires. He's described in the Veda as satisfying fully all the desires of all beings from time immemorial. So whatever you want, you can get from the personality of Godhead. He's supplying everything for everyone. And so we should turn our attention towards him and accept his highest blessing, which is love of himself. And in such consciousness, we can live this life peacefully, happily, in ecstatic, joyous consciousness, without making any error in our life, without wasting our time, losing all doubt as to the mission of our life, and come to the steady conclusion of intelligence that we are parts and parcels, eternal servitors of the personality of Godhead.
If you have got any question, you can go.
You talk about the service of Lord Krishna. How does service of our fellow man come?
How is it by their coming here? How you have come here? Is it not service? The best service. To take them out from the inside life of material existence, the best service. This is the best service, to spread Krishna consciousness. What do you mean by service? To give him relief from his suffering, that is service. This is the best relief. Jyatma suprasidati. The Bhagavad says, that is the best service, that is the best religion, that is the best philosophy, which teaches one how to love God. And as soon as he comes to that position, without any motive, without any impediment, Jyatma suprasiddhi, immediately you are satisfied. Kāṇin kṛtā kosmi varam na jāsi. Dhruva Maharaj, a 5 years old boy, was insulted by his stepmother and he wanted the kingdom of his father. So his real mother advised him, if God gives you, then you can get, otherwise this is not possible. She went to the forest. He inquired from his mother, where is God? I shall go. The mother said, my dear boy, I think he is in the Himalaya or in the forest, because many sages go there and find out God. The 5 years old boy immediately went to the forest and he began to search out, where is God? Yes, so that means tense desire, I shall find out God, where is God? So many people went there, even Narad Muni came there. My dear boy, you are prince, you are so delicate, you are so nice, you cannot undertake this activity, distributivity, up and hands, finding out God, you better go home, go to your father, mother, say, oh, I don't want your advice. Can you give me a way to find out God? Then Narad Muni initiated him and he began to meditate, and ultimately he found out God. But when he saw God, he says, my dear Lord, I do not want anything. Now I am fully satisfied. Shamin Kitapus, Barangadyat. I came here for something which is just like broken pieces of glass. But I have got the diamond. So therefore, I have nothing to ask for. Similarly, when one finds out his eternal relationship with God, loving spirit, then he can say, oh, I do not. Janglam dhyaca paramalasam mallapena vitam tata in Bhagavad Gita is fine. If you go that standard of life, then you will feel no more want. Finish. All one face. That is the best gift. That is the best service. When a man will feel that I have no more want, I am fully satisfied. That is the best service. What is this service? Nonsense. I will feel. Suppose I am hungry. You give me some food. And does it mean that I shall not be hungry again? That food is already given also in this Krishna consciousness. That is not very difficult. That is being given. But we are giving some food which is making satisfied for good. No more hunger. That is the best service. Just try to understand what sort of service, what sort of service is this Krishna consciousness. No more hunger. No more demand. Shamin kitat hosun. Oh, I am fully satisfied. Varam lajasi. I am no more demand. Finish. And if you go materially, satisfy your hunger, this, that, it is simply illusion. It will never be. So, just like you are advanced in material prosperity than other countries, does it mean that you are satisfied? Why there are hippies? Why there are so many frustrated youngsters? The richest country in the world. That this richness of material. There's rascals they are falling that if we become like Americans, from industrial we shall become hungry. That is rascal that. Actual happiness is how we learn to love God. Then it becomes. Then can be achieved without any material advancement. Anywhere it does that. Without any expenditure, without any effort, without any education, without any knowledge, simply. Chant Hare Krishna and he developed that love. This is the highest service to the human society. Let's try to understand. Everyone will say, oh, I have no sense, fully satisfied, don't go. No more stealing, no more pickpocketing, no more cheating. Because I have no one, why shall I cheat? Everything will be complete. Fully satisfied. Jayatma suprasidati, suprasidati. This is very authoritative word. You have to make your self fully satisfied. Then, come on, one. That's right. There is a story, Alexander and the cynic, perhaps most of you know. There was a cynic, he was saintly person. He was sitting in a started very clear. Cosmos naked body, I will generate the great point there and ask him if I can do something for you. You are a great man. He said, well, please don't obstruct sunshine, please. Be a side. You may do this. Don't obstruct the sunshine. I am quite pleased. You please set aside. Because you are fully satisfied. Why is this Alexander great? You can do it. That means it is Guru Nāti, Dukkhemana Vishālate. That Bhagavad Gita is fine. If you are situated in that transcendental position, then there is no difference. And if you are situated in that position, the greatest difficult position in don't care for it. Jasmin Siddhi Guru Nāti Dukkhena. Guru means heaviest type of difficulties you are put in. You don't care for it. This is life. Any condition, in any position, you are satisfied. You are not disturbed. That is required. That is called peace. And that can be achieved by Krishna. Not by any other. Any other question?
Are you trying to say that human beings are created for a sacrifice of God from the beginning to the end?
What is your idea?
I want your idea.
First of all, I want your idea.
Well, I'm here to listen to you.
Then you listen, that you come to the first sense, and that is perfect.
You are giving the truth aside, already handed out to me, that you have to be Krishna conscious.
Because you are not Krishna conscious. Because you are not Krishna conscious, therefore we have to teach you that you become Krishna conscious and you become happy.
That's a good and truth you are giving to me.
Yes.
Well, how do you know?
Huh? How do you know it is not true?
I don't know. I
haven't found it. Therefore, you take it true, because he accepted the truth from Krishna.
Have you ever found out?
What is that found out?
Being Krishna conscious, who is the most happy person?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Don't you see practical happiness? I left my home, sannyasi. I got my wife. I have got my children, but how many children I have got?